Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, welcome back, Fire Tribe. Always, and it's never going to stop. Player picks for game week 32 today. Double game weeks galore coming up, but we have other players out there that aren't getting talked about as much that we also want to dig into. So we're excited for this one. Ooh, it's what do we got? Five teams double game weekend, correct? Five teams double game weeks?
Well, over the next 2 weeks,
The next two game weeks, yep. over game weeks 32, 33. We have some double game weeks coming up. We talked wild card a couple weeks ago. A lot of people have already used that chip, but some people, I'm assuming, still have it left, and they're definitely going to be playing it this week, I would assume. If you go past this week without using your wild card, what are you doing? I don't really know, but fair enough. Maybe you're ahead of us in the rankings, so yep. No talking smack. But
talk your smack, boy.
But we got a lot to talk about, so I think we'll just get straight in. Let's start with the double game week teams, because those are the ones that are going to be.
You don't care about transfers.
I mean, listen, we have a lot to talk about. I can't do that how we're doing because we got a lot going on.
He has one Diet Coke and he goes squirrel brain.
Seriously,
going wild. Hey, Diet Coke, sponsor us.
But yeah, so the transfers.
Let us know
which are going to be pretty boring. We kind of probably could have skipped it. It's mostly the ins and outs are the ins are guys that are doubling one of the next 2 weeks. The outs are mostly people that are hurt, to be honest. JP Mateta, Morgan Rogers, Jacob Murphy, who had two goals today. Danny Munoz, who we've talked about. Eberechi Eze, my boy, finally with some returns. I've been waiting for that all year. Good thing he's on my team still. I did want to mention William Saliba is getting transferred in if you missed it. Gabriel is probably going to miss the rest of the year. So if he was somebody you were using, Saliba is a pretty logical pivot at a similar price point. The outs, like I said, lots of people that are hurt. Gabriel, Justin Kluivert, Chris Wood is still injured with his plastic hip.
Maybe plastic hip. The age may be affecting this injury. I don't know.
We're making too many age-related jokes on Chris Wood.
Hip flexor stretches.
Here's the funny thing about Chris Wood. What is he, 33? So we're making jokes. I'm 32.
I'm older than Chris
Wood. And he's a professional footballer, so the joke is really on me.
Yeah, but do you know who's 40 with beautiful and perfect hips?
Who?
Phew!
Yeah, but he's a freak of nature.
You're disgusting.
That guy's a freak of nature.
What? But the rest of the outs, again, not a lot of surprises. People still are getting rid of Trent. Mark Gahey will be suspended for Newcastle's next game. But that's really it. Not like a lot to write home about in the market so far this week.
All right. Well, let's start off with the Saliba topic. I think we'll just rip through the teams that in the next 2 weeks have double game weeks. Talk about those players since those are going to be the ones on everyone's mind. We'll start with Arsenal. So I think, just as an assumption, Raya, Saliba, probably Trossard, and maybe Mikel Moreno. Those are the four guys at the top of the list. You mentioned it. Gabriel is out. Jay Timber also has a knock, so I don't know what his status is at the moment. But of those guys, and maybe you have other ones you're thinking of, who do you guys think is worth getting for this game week versus maybe someone you think is just like, get them the hell off my team?
I don't know. I think Raya and Saliba are worth it. Arsenal didn't shout out Everton, but they still played well defensively. I think Everton had like four four attempted shots the whole game, and they happen to score on one of them.
But if they're not getting a shutout, are they worth having?
Well, my point is they play Brentford and then Ipswich in the first game of their double. So I still think those are pretty good.
Ipswich is, that's a fair one.
Two pretty good shots at getting a clean sheet.
This is a new for Arsenal. It's happened all season. I mean, they average a little more than two shots against a game, and they only have 11 clean sheets. Yeah. So they've given up goals on very, very, very low expected goals, and it's unfortunate. But I think it's still the smart move.
They're still a great defensive team.
Exactly. So
with Gabriel out, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have enough.
Everton only scored because it is, I don't even know if it was a PK. I've seen
it
that.
It was Ndiaye on a PK.
No. I meant, like, if I would have called that a PK.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha,
like,
gotcha.
I've watched it 10 times. I really don't know. Probably was. But doesn't matter. Like, against Fulham, too. Very low expected goals against them because they're extremely solid defensive team. But a lot of the times the teams shoot once and score once. So that's when it becomes frustrating because they should probably have 6-7 more clean sheets throughout the year. So long story short, I still think both of those guys are the move for the next stretch.
Yeah, I think Raya and Saliba are the easy ones. I would pay attention because Arsenal plays tomorrow in the Champions League.
Yep.
So I'm interested to see the lineup that Arteta puts out.
Yep.
I
forgot about Saka, by the way. My fault.
That's where I was going with this.
He's back, so I forgot about him. But
he
go ahead.
He played the second half against Everton. So I'm assuming he's going to play most of the game against whoever the heck they're playing. Oh, Madrid. Sorry, Phil.
It's what we said. He was going to get geared up slowly.
When it comes to Saka, I think I'm more inclined to wait one more week if you want to buy him and not buy him for the Brentford game. And this is purely just like a feel thing for me because, you know, he was out for a while. He only gets what? It'll be 4 days rest after tomorrow. He gets 8 days after they play Brentford. So hopefully you have some free transfers saved or at least one. You know, you can bring him in for that double, you know, before game week 33. If I was going to do it, I think that's what I would do.
But at the same time, they're probably going to want to keep him fresh for the second leg against Madrid, which is what, April 4th.
Let me check.
Saka's good.
That's the only reason. Like if you have Palmer, he's the obvious guy to replace Palmer,
it's
right?
As a price point. Yeah.
But it's so hard to predict what he's going to do in the EPL because they're in a safe spot right now for Champions League. Or to make Champions League next year, but winning the Champions League
right now is
their only trophy.
Goal. Yeah, they're not beating Liverpool.
You're right, Phil. That game is on the 16th, so forget what I said about the 8-day break.
Yeah, I just feel
I thought it was the week after.
Yeah, no, you're good. I just feel like that's what they're going to focus Saka on.
So consensus: we like Saliba, we like Raya this week. We're not a fan of Saka at the moment. We got to see how they ramp him up.
Yeah, I still think I would wait.
But he is the auto. To all of us, I think he'd be the switch off if you're not interested in Palmer right now.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are the guys. We don't like Trossard. I don't like Trossard. I'm not depending on Trossard. Mikel Moreno is just too much of a wild card.
Yeah, they're all pretty underwhelming, those guys. Right.
So next team we have next team we have double game weeks is Newcastle. I think we can all probably agree the guys on that team that interested. Isak, of course, that's kind of a no-brainer. But then you have Gordon, who might be coming back from an injury. You have Murphy, who's been benefiting with Gordon out on an injury. And then Livermento, is that how you pronounce that? Livermento? Mm-hmm. As a defender, I think since Hall's been out, he's kind of become the most popular Newcastle defender FPL-wise. Who do you guys think is the best from that team with this double game week?
I mean, Isak and Murphy are the easy ones, and I think those are...
Even with Gordon coming back, because
might
affect it.
Gordon hasn't started training yet with them.
Yep.
So it doesn't, for what I read today, it doesn't sound like... I don't know, it doesn't sound imminent that he's going to play against Man United.
But I do think it's something to keep in your mind.
Yeah.
If you're out there, Murphy has been on fire, but if you line it up with Gordon being out, who's a very good offensive midfielder, Murphy has excelled with him out. I think that's
on purpose. I would pay attention when it comes to Murphy for sure, because if Gordon starts training this week, he probably isn't going to start and play 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe he comes on for Murphy at some point. So
do they play like? I feel like Murphy's minutes haven't been taken away by Gordon.
It's not about that for me. It's about the fact that Gordon is such a good offensive midfielder that all those opportunities Murphy's getting are going to get absorbed by him again.
My devil's advocate view is when a player like Gordon comes onto the field, the weight of the defense shifts to that side, and a lot of times it can leave that kind of weak side for Murphy to make that penetrating run, and you do that quick switch of play. So watching a handful of Newcastle's games, I feel like Murphy's always had the opportunity to get returns even with Gordon. So I feel confident in him even with Gordon back.
The flip side of what I would say is a lot of what you're saying is more like the actual game itself versus FPL, where if you look at the numbers, you can see that no one was talking about Murphy even 3 weeks ago.
You did.
I did, but that's because I knew Gordon was out. So,
no, you did like 8 weeks ago.
Oh, well, that was a while ago I did that. But my point is, if Gordon was still here, I don't think this is a conversation that we're even having, is the point. It's pretty lined up, and I'm not saying not to get Murphy. If you watch him play, to your point, he is a really good player, actually. I'm just afraid when Gordon's back, it's going to drop back off, so be careful about that is what I'll say. Murphy's still a good player, but be careful because Gordon may absorb a lot of that. Just a thought. Isak? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say is, like you said, Livermento.
What are your thoughts on him? I see him, a lot of people picking him up.
Him, Burn.
Yeah. I don't want Burn.
They're not Burn. Yeah, you're just playing for a clean sheet. I would probably prefer Livermento because you feel like he has more of a chance, you know, to get some attacking returns, but he literally just got his first assist of the year in this game. So it's pretty much the same play as Dan Burn.
Don't be reactionary with them. They don't have easy matchups coming, so no, I don't think they're going to keep clean sheets. So
my final thought on Newcastle is just remember they don't double in game week 33. They're only game week 32. So, like, Isak is a good candidate to be one of your guys that you keep on your team that isn't doubling. So I don't think you need to feel the need to have three Newcastle guys. Like, I think if you have Isak and Murphy, I think you're probably good for game week 32, and you don't need to, like, force one of the defenders. I mean, if you have some free transfers and you want to do it, fine, but I wouldn't feel the need to force one of the defenders into your team.
Okay, so far, going through Arsenal and Newcastle, we like some of these guys. I don't think we've found a must-have yet, though. These are not... To me, Isak might be a must-have. Yeah. The other guys so far, I don't know if they're
I think the Arsenal guys are must-haves just because you want...
Double game week. Because of the double game week. All right, let's keep moving. This is a team that's very interesting because I think these guys, at least two of them, are probably must-haves. Like, no question about it. Crystal Palace, they're doubling. The guys that I think are the most interesting, Daniel Munoz, we've been touting him for weeks now. We think he's probably one of the, with Trent Alexander-Arnold out, probably one of the best offensive defense guys in FPL.
He is the best one.
Yeah, he is. You have Sarr and Eze, which I think is a flip of a coin right now on who you're going to put in and who's going to perform. And then Mateta is just on fire, one of the best forwards in the game with a double game week. Not super expensive. What do you guys think about those? And do you have any other ones? I don't think there's anyone else to even think about, but those four at least.
This is the easiest one.
Yeah, I think so.
They double in both weeks.
Yep.
Munoz, Sarr, Eze, Mateta, pick three.
Yeah, I was going to say... That's go ahead.
I would honestly say, watching the recent games, if you have the money, get Eze. If you don't,
it's going to be the question. So between those two, because Mateta's easy, Munoz easy, those two are going to be a decision that people have to make. A lot of recency bias is going to come from Eze this past week. But 2 weeks before that, Sarr was the hottest player in the EPL.
No recency bias from me. I've been saying
it
all year.
You loved Eze the whole time. I agree. I know.
It has been coming.
I think when you look across four games, the consistency is there with Eze. So
we're giving an opinion out to the people, and we're telling them straight up, if you're choosing between Sarr and Eze, Eze's the guy.
Financial decision.
Oh, I think he's just a better pick, truly.
Well, I'm saying...
Who?
Eze.
Yeah.
I do. I think Sarr's too up and down, to your point. And if they're going to have this many games, I do think Eze's going to get a return.
100%. But Sarr is not a terrible option, given four games in 2 weeks. If you're trying to save some money and you're in that, like, oh, I only have I'm 0.1 over, 0.2 over. You could leverage Sarr instead of Eze to bring in that other guy you want to.
Yeah, I think I think the reason that I'm saying definitely Eze over Sarr is because the matchups. You're getting Man City, you're getting Newcastle. Those are two pretty solid teams. And I do think Sarr is a good player, but I do not think he is as talented as Eze. So I do think he has more of an opportunity to get shut down. Just that's just kind of a thought. I don't really have a lot of stats to back that up. It's just kind of watching what the feel is. So
the last thing I'll say, it's not like it's an easy back-to-back double game weeks.
No, of course not.
Brutal stretch of game.
Yeah, this one, you're doing it because they have so many games, not because you think it's easy matchups. But
Palace is playing well, though.
They are playing really well.
Only lost, what, twice in their last, what, 13 games?
They're on fire.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
So
it's just three away.
All right, next.
Sucks.
One of the other UCL team from the EPL right now, Aston Villa. I think the top players you're probably going to be looking at from here. I don't think there's a lot of – maybe people look at Digne. I don't know if there's a lot of one in Bissaka. Not a lot of defenders that at least we are interested in. But up front, you have Morgan Rodgers has been really good. You have Rashford, who's been good. You have Asensio, who's been good. And then you have Watkins as the forward, who's been good. So I think all four of those guys are potential picks. But none of them, to me – stand out way above the others. So who do we think, like, who would we suggest, I think, for this upcoming?
Go for it, Dave.
It's a tough one. These guys are all similar, I think.
Well, I think some of the challenge with Villa that we said at the last episode is they play, for the last couple weeks, they've played like every 3 or 4 days, and they're just going to keep playing every 3 or 4 days until the end of the year. And you saw this weekend with the lineup, like, there was some serious squad rotation that went on. And it's all the way through the lineup too. Like, their defenders, like, between Konsa, Mings, De Sassi, Pau Torres is back now. They have all started and played 90 minutes within the last two games.
Yeah.
Like last week, I would have told you Konsa was probably the safest one for playing time. He didn't start. He didn't start this past game. Yeah. You're probably, given how much or how little they cost, you're probably going to end up picking one of them. I'd probably lean towards Konsa. But honestly, any of those four could start. Same with Digne. Digne is probably the safest bet to start. But then again, he didn't play against Forest. So
my only problem is I don't like their matchup. So someone in the back line, is it actually going to be that valuable for you? I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I take something back?
Yeah.
I accidentally said Juan Bissaka because the color confusion for me. You got to call that out. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah, but we're I said it because
I was thinking color-wise. They're just the exact same color.
Hey,
don't get Juan Bissaka.
Save that for later because West Ham has an interesting schedule.
I'm going to tell you now, don't get Juan Bissaka.
It brings me too much sadness to talk about him.
Don't get Juan Bissaka. Keep going, though. Keep going. Back on Villa.
I don't like any of their defensive options, honestly. I get that it's a double, but I don't see them blanking either game. And I don't know. I think Rodgers is such an interesting guy. He went on 7-8 games without getting a return, and then he's had like 2 in the last 3. He's all over the place. I wouldn't trust him.
I would say he's easily the most, like, I feel the best about him playing.
We're making this super easy on people, by the way.
Well, it's a discussion.
It's a discussion. I think him at 5.5 is the one that makes the most sense.
Yes.
Even though he's all over the place, it doesn't cost you anything to throw him in, and he's been in good form.
Yeah, he's in form. That's, yeah.
Yeah, so I think so far what we've kind of agreed upon is if you're looking at a defender from Villa for these double game weeks, they get Southampton, I know. Konsa is probably the guy. But don't be surprised if you put a guy in and then he just doesn't play or doesn't start, right? So that's a risk you got to be willing to take. I don't know if it's worth it because I'll be honest, Southampton is not a good team, but they have found a way to score like a goal in a lot of games. So that ruins your whole chance at the shutout. But then going to the midfield, I'm going to put my opinion in on Rodgers. I like Rodgers right now. Again, a hot hand. Maybe he does go out and blank because there's a very good chance he could, but 3 of his last 4 games, he's had a return. It's pretty solid.
My point with him was, like, if you maybe put a chip down on, like, which Villa midfielder am I the most certain is going to start it's him.
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rashford's just never know with him.
I don't know, but they're playing more and more because they're super successful with.
That's the point. Combo. But you, I think you kind of have to have.
Rashford's not playing a lot.
You kind of have to have three of them.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see what Rashford does in UCL, but right now I see a guy who played 45 minutes, 22 minutes, 22 minutes, 64 minutes, 28 minutes. I'm not putting him in my team. Not with those minutes.
Not at that price point compared to Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And maybe after the UCL he gets a full 90 and then things change, but I'm not interested in Rashford because I'm not interested in those minutes at all.
All right. Then which midfielder other than Rodgers would be your next best?
I mean, it would be Marcus Asensio because he's a goat. So
you want to tell me about minutes, and then you're going to tell me to start Marcus Asensio?
I knew that's what you were doing. No, I think it's a point you made. I'm putting the names out there because it's a team that's been playing well and they are getting returns. But outside of Rodgers, I also don't really want any of these guys because of the minutes. He's the only guy. I have to pick one. Well, then I want Asensio. I mean, that's who I have to pick. That's what I want. Three Champions Leagues. Game changer.
I don't disagree with you.
Or Malin. I think Malin's been pretty good. Only had one game above like 3 minutes in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, you're not buying Daniel.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just
you might as well lump Ollie Watkins into this too because they've started Rashford at center forward and Watkins has sat. That just happened too. But I think the point is like you have to take advantage of this of the double. So you're gonna have. You're probably gonna have three Villa guys in your lineup,
man.
Or else I think you're doing it wrong if you don't.
I don't like that.
The more I look,
love it either, but you kind of have to.
I don't want
to
linger too much longer on this, but I do. To make a point on it, you seem to think that you need to have three guys. Phil and I think we're on the agreement that if I'm picking, I only want Morgan Rodgers from this team. I don't want to play a guy just because they have games if they're not going to get minutes. Ollie Watkins is very interesting. He's a great player. But again, what if they start Rashford? Now I'm up a river without a paddle.
Well, here's the other way to look at it. Is between their two games versus someone you're going to start only playing one game, what are the chances that the guy you pick from Villa plays 90 minutes or more over the course of two games? Because if they do, then it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't want to keep going too far, but I don't agree with that sentiment in the way that if someone gets in for 10 minutes at the end, it's not the same as playing a full 90.
No, if you guys want to get confused about who to pick, this is the channel.
Yeah, Aston Villa for us, we're really not sure. So
you tell us in the comments.
Maybe don't take our Aston Villa
also,
advice,
correction, but Aston Villa plays Newcastle and City in their double, so keep that in mind for...
But they get Southampton this week.
Before, yeah.
All right, we're moving on from Villa. We really didn't have a good consensus there.
Fine.
And then we're on to one that I think...
That was awful.
That was a tough one for us. I think...
I liked it.
We're on the City, though. This one should be a lot simpler. If we're looking at City, to us, I'm saying this because I think we're all going to agree on this. We are only interested in Gvardiol and Marmoush.
Yep.
I think we've already talked about this. None of us want the midfielders on that team, and Haaland's out. So, you know, would you guys pick anyone else on that roster?
Nope.
Outside of Marmoush, we're only picking him because Haaland's out. He is a good player, but he's taking the place of a guy who gets a lot of goals in an offense that pushes the ball up there. We want him. Gvardiol, best defender on the team, so we like him, but no one else.
Yep. Yeah. Talk about squad rotation. Rotation, I mean, this...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to play.
Rico Lewis, no idea what they're going to do. Phil Foden has just been disappointing. Savinho, we said, he doesn't get to play a lot for some reason, but he probably should.
He did start like 8 games in a row, then some reason didn't play against United.
I think he's really good, but he's just not putting the ball in the net.
Long story short, go for the Moosh, go for the Croatian Stallion. Forget about it.
Who are their two games against? What's their doubleheader? I'm wondering.
Everton and Villa.
Would you start Marmoush against Everton as a captain?
No.
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 I'd play him. I'm not going to captain him.
We're not on the captain.
What the hell are you on?
Just asking. Some people were thinking he was captain material. You guys don't think he's captain material? You're not interested in it?
Not against Everton away.
No.
Because obviously, you know, when you look at the team of the week, there's some guy that plays 10 minutes and was someone's captain and gets... 45 points. I wasn't sure if you guys were thinking that way for this one. Maybe a sneaky captain pick. No, okay.
I try not to think like an idiot, but...
Okay, and we
say,
move on.
I would say the only other person I would consider is Ruben Diaz. If you want to get three City people into your team, he's going to start.
You can't have three of everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
No, that would be 15 players, Dave.
Well, you're not going to have... Well, first of all, you do have 15 slots.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I guess.
But you're not,
I guess if you...
But you're not going to have three Newcastle guys in game week 33, as we've discussed.
Yeah. Okay. Fine, Dave. You win.
Dave's magic
saying,
number's three.
You can have 12 guys.
All over the
you can have 12 guys across four teams on a all 15 right. roster
hey,
spot team.
That's fair. Fair.
That
you're the number
sure
guy.
Sure is fair.
Those were the five teams that are double game weeking. I think a lot of that is if you still have a wild card. Absolutely, all those players, you should be getting a lot of those guys to fill your roster. If you have transfers, again, those guys. But if you're someone that doesn't have a lot of transfers or to use a double game week and you're looking for someone outside of all of those guys, we have a couple players we think are interesting.
Do we?
For this week. We do, Phil. You do. Go ahead. You have a couple players.
I do?
You do.
Oh, no.
Wait, you
but
do?
We have a couple players, spot. To be specific, that are not double game weeking that we are interested in. There's also some that we're not interested in. But, Phil, I'm going to let you start.
Yeah, so I think, again, if you're wildcarding, you're building your ultimate team, you see it all over Twitter. Oh, I'm 0.1 million short from my dream wild card and all that stuff. That happens more often than you think. I think an interesting guy is Neco Williams from Forest. We've been very high on Milenkovic. We have him on our team.
Sneaky throw out. You might be the only person that's used that name in weeks.
But Neco Williams, he plays the 90 minutes. You want him for the clean sheets, and we've talked about Forest having one of the easiest fixture runs to end the season.
Yeah.
So I just think he's an awesome he's an awesome guy to like get the clean sheet at a super cheap price, and it's going to open up funds for you to bring in someone else. So I think he's a really sneaky guy for any wild card right now.
Cheap way to get in their back line.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one, Phil. That's not a name that... Actually, I want to know, how owned is he?
3.2.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually more than I would have expected. So, good on him, I guess.
I like that, Philip.
All right. I'm going to go next, then. I got a guy here that I am very cautiously optimistic on, and I want to get your guys' take on it. Cautiously optimistic. What's wrong?
It's not giving me much faith in your guy.
Well, you know, cautiously optimistic. Oh, my voice cracked.
I wouldn't pick him up, but I'm going to throw him out.
Okay, Verbruggen. Do you understand why I'm saying cautiously optimistic? Thank you.
That's valid.
Leicester is by far the worst offense in the EPL right now. 8 games in a row without a goal. 1 more, and they're tied with the record. Tied the record of 9 with Crystal Palace. So they're awful at offense right now. But Brighton is missing about 55 defenders on their team. They have, when you look at them from an FPL standpoint, they have 4 healthy defenders. That's it. Do we think, like, if there was a game that Leicester was going to score a goal, this would probably be that game.
No, it's going to be the first game they play in the championship next year.
To Dave's point, maybe picking up players every week that play Leicester is the right move.
I've been making that point for weeks.
Okay. Back to you, Sean. Verbruggen.
No, I'm just saying, like, would you... So, obviously, the mindset would be, any other time, put this guy in the net. It's your best chance at a shutout by far. But then when you look at how many defenders they have hurt, do you actually think they can still get a shutout even against Leicester? Because when you put Verbruggen in there and he doesn't get a shutout, you are going to be upset. Very upset. So that's why I'm saying cautiously optimistic. Like, I want to put him in so bad, but I'm just afraid this is the week that they get a goal.
Nah.
Okay.
Put him in.
That's it.
Brighton could start Dunk as Stupinian, Phil, and me, and probably shut out Leicester.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I tend to agree is that until Leicester scores a goal, why go away from the strategy that's working? So I think Verbruggen is the top outside of double game weeks again. I think he's definitely the top goalie pick this week. If you're not going for double game week players, Verbruggen is the guy that you're going to want. So I like him, but I do. But it come back here next week if Leicester scores a goal. He come back here. Yeah, I'm going to be upset.
Don't worry, Sean.
All right, now on to a player that we all want to talk about. I know he's going to be the top of mind for everyone out there who's not getting a guy that's double game weeking. He's the best forward option of the guys that aren't double game weeking, Evan Nielsen.
Ah, yes.
We've been talking about him for a few weeks. I think he now has a goal in his last three games, that including the FA Cup game they had. Bournemouth, pretty high-powered offense, although they have not won in, what, eight straight?
They've won one game in their last eight.
But their offense is still putting the ball in the net for the most part. We said it a while ago. They didn't spend money on Evan Nielsen to have him not score goals. They got him because they thought, oh, this guy's going to score for us. That's exactly what he's doing. And Clivert's out, right? And he's still doing it. Now, just from my point of view, before I let you guys go, is Fulham scares me because their defense has been pretty solid for their last five games. They've given up multiple goals in only one of those games, and that was against Liverpool. No big deal, right? Liverpool's really good. You gave up two goals, and they won that game, actually. So I worry that Evan Nielsen could get shut down, but also he's proven that he can score. He's averaging a goal or one expected goals of one per game right now over the last four. So what do you guys think? Are you agree? I think personally he's the best option of any forward that's not double game weeking. I think it's him. What do you guys think?
Well, let me see, Sean, if I agree with you. I think I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the reason, because I think Cunha is another one that's very interesting up front, but the problem is, again, he's coming back from a suspension, and Strand Larsson's been on fire. What are they going to do coaching-wise? I just don't know yet.
So, I mean, we know Cunha's going to play, but...
I understand that, but how much? Does he start? Does he come in later?
No, I would rather play Evan Nielsen.
Yeah. Right? I think that's... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think to your point, there's a stable top three right now, and it's Isak, Mateta, and Marmoush.
Yep.
If those are the top three. For any reason you're doing a different strategy, you're trying to go the Salah, Palmer, Sock on the middle, and you need extra money, Evan Nielsen's the number one guy on that, like,
next
budget-friendly
tier,
forward, right? Or next tier, 100%.
Yep. I think you got Evan Nielsen, and then you got guys like the Wolves guys, Beto's in there, the Brighton guys, Welbeck and João Pedro. None of those guys interest me over Evan Nielsen, though.
Yeah.
I think Evan Nielsen is the top guy to get if you're not getting one of those three double-game week guys. So.
100%.
So he's only 4% owned, which that needs to change.
I've had him for 3 weeks now. I've been riding that train.
I saw that pop up. I think Delap's always been a very interesting guy, not consistent enough because he plays on a bad team. But for his price tag, he's always been a guy I've kept my eyes on, but I don't think he's on the same level as the Strand Larsson, Evan Nielsen.
And his schedule stinks.
And his, yeah.
It's Dave.
Piss poor.
Did you have someone else that you wanted to talk about? I forget. I know you had someone. Yes. I can't remember off the top of my head. So
who is it?
Who is it?
Starts with a J.
Whom?
It does start with a J.
Like an NPC guy?
Jared Bowen. I've been talking about him, I feel like, every week. But
yeah. I love Jared Bowen. I love his work ethic.
Yeah, he's really important to West Ham's attack. All the expected numbers since he came back from injury are up in the top 10 amongst midfielders. So... I don't want to dive too much into that, but I think people might be concerned because they play Liverpool next week. Mm-hmm. But I'm not.
But after?
I'm not overly concerned with it. It's obviously not a good matchup. But the real reason one of the reasons I like Jared Bowen is the guys on my team I'm considering that are not doubling in game week 33. I think he's a really good one because they play Southampton. Along with his teammate Areola in net. But that's one of the reasons I just bought him with my wild card. So I think he's been playing really well. I think he's going to finish the season strong. The schedule's great after the Liverpool game. So he's one of my favorites. One of your non-doublers for game week 33.
I love that. He has a tiny chance of a double game week too.
He does.
Towards the end. So I almost consider
him... How does that happen?
What?
Do you know how that happens?
I don't know all the details, and it's very low chance. It's like 20% chance of happening.
Gotcha.
I almost have him after the Liverpool game as set and forget for Bowen.
Interesting.
Like, it would be...
we'll come back to that.
It would be because of Forest.
Because, they could play Forest when in 35
It's game week
37.
So if, I think if Forest makes, I forget, the FA Cup final, I think that gets... would get rescheduled. But
yeah,
like it's like rocket science figuring out the schedule sometimes.
I've read too much of it. So.
Yeah, I love that comic. And it changes every week. So
he should be able to work on a lot of squads.
I love that. And then last guy I wanted to mention as someone to be very careful about this week. A lot of people are talking about Strand Larson. We've mentioned him a couple times here, but four goals in three games. But again, that coincides with Cunha being off the field. So if you go and get Strand Larson, you toss him in, Cunha's back, Cunha is going to take a lot of those chances. He is a better player. So do not be surprised if you get Strand Larson at a cheap price and he doesn't get anything. But he is a cheap price to have a decent schedule coming up. I just would not pick him up because I don't want him if Cunha's playing. Because he's proven all season he's really not worth it when Cunha's in the game. So
I don't know. I wouldn't take him over the other four strikers that we've outlined.
This is more
of I don't necessarily subscribe to the he's better when Cunha's not there theory. Would this
except
be
for the fact the numbers literally say
would this
that.
I know, but would this be a correlation instead of causation situation?
I hate you.
Could it be that they played Southampton, West Ham, and Ipswich?
Did they?
During that stretch. Maybe.
They did.
All right, so are you guys saying go get Strand Larson? Are we saying Strand Larson's a go get this week? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Thank you. Okay.
I wouldn't.
So don't disagree then.
I wouldn't consider him until they play Leicester in game.
I'm making a good point now. You're confusing people.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I wouldn't consider him until they play Leicester in game week 34. And even then, it's only a differential pick.
Yeah.
But right. I haven't really been in on him the whole year, so.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. You're right.
Thanks, man.
You can't be in
Sorry about Dave.
You can't be in on two Wolves attacking players.
Yeah. Well, you guys have just been fighting all season with different players.
Well, that's why we're a good team, all three of us, because we don't always agree. It makes us good. And with that, we're out of here.
We are?
Yeah, we're out of here. That's everything. We got it all. We got as much as we could, you know?
We probably don't want to go too long. You more than we helped, but
I don't think so. But
your gears turning.
Hey, if we did confuse you.
Get your gears turning out there when you're building your wild card, you're thinking about who to get. Maybe you agree with us and you pick that player, you disagree and you go with another player, but either way, we're helping you out, so you're welcome.
Hey, if you are confused, though, leave a comment and tell us that you're confused and that we should clean
it
up.
Skip the Villa section.
Yeah, just don't do the Villa thing. But if they're at this part, they've already watched Villa, so.
Put a little thing at the beginning of the video.
Okay, seriously though, we are out of here. So find us on X, find us on Instagram,
Twitter.
Listen to us anywhere you find podcasts. Like, subscribe, comment on the video because it's free and we really appreciate it. Helps us out a lot. We'll be back here next week doing the same thing, giving our game week 33 game picks. Yep. A lot of double game weeks.
Oy.
And we'll see what happens. Good luck out there in game week 32.
Have
and
fun.
We'll see you again next week. So with that, see ya.
Bye.